My name is not Alexander Vasiliev, but Dušan Sever. Alexander Vasiliev will speak after me. We invited him to come all the way from Ukraine, and we found out that we need to share half an hour. That much is left until the end of this symposium, so I'll try to be very short, because I'm sure he'll say important things. Please allow me. I wish to thank, first of all, the organizer of this symposium, Mr. Huss Janssens. Without his work, there would be no symposium. So thank you, Huss, very much for organizing this. I wish to thank his wife, Aline, as well, because I know without her support, Huss would not be here, and then it would be no symposium. I wish to thank all the speakers, Mr. Van Egmond, whom I met this morning, Mr. Lem, Mr. Gerding, and Mr. Perezonius, and please forgive me if I'm mispronouncing your names. I should have said at the beginning, because my English is still better than my Dutch, please allow me to address you in English. I would also very much like to thank all of you for coming and participating at this symposium. I would like to greet the members of my church, which is the Lord's new church, which is Nova Hierosolima, and two of her priests, Reverend Ulle Jern from Sweden with his wife Suzanne, and again Reverend Vasilje from Lvov, Ukraine. Lastly, I would like to invite all of you to come to the worship service, which is scheduled for tomorrow for 2 o'clock p.m. in this building. Also, I would like to say that we must thank our sponsor, this symposium, as well as the publication of the book that was presented here earlier today, The Memorable Relations from the True Christian Religion, that was sponsored by the Lord's New Church, which is headquartered in Brynathyn, Pennsylvania. And therefore, all the thanks must go to them. Some may wonder what is the purpose of this symposium and why did we decide to do such a thing. First, it is to bring together and meet with a group of people in the Netherlands who are interested in the theological works of Emanuel Swedenborg and perhaps also in the teachings of the Lord's New Church. The purpose is to meet them, find out what their needs are, if any, what their desires or expectations, again, if any. In other words, the first purpose is to meet you. The second purpose is to give hope to the existing members of the Lord's New Church in Holland about the future of the church. We come as friends and do not want to take away anything from you that is yours or has been given you. Moreover, we wish to strengthen the awareness of spiritual life in all, and especially in those who are reading the books of Swedenborg with interest, especially his theological works. You may wonder who is this man speaking, and therefore allow me to say just a few words about myself. I was born and raised in Zagreb, Croatia. I studied with Jesuits at the local Catholic University and later graduated from the University of Zagreb School of Architecture, worked in Germany, at which time I was baptized and applied for theological training. I was invited to come to the United States. After many years of study, I was ordained and became a pastor of what was, still is, I believe, the largest church society outside of Africa. I worked 10 years as their pastor. Presently, I serve as the pastor for the East Coast of the United States. I work on publications and with those who are willing to publish. I continue to preach and give classes in Brinathin. I travel in Croatia, translate there and publish there, and do a few little other things that are of no significance. Much can be said about Mr. Swedenborg. He was certainly a very remarkable person, bright, intelligent, humble, talented in so many ways. But he also did some things that none of us can repeat. He wore a wig, he never married, he was deprived of his enlightenment towards the end of his life for some time. He had ups and downs, doubts, and a lot of courage. But something that impresses me the most about him is that he always and consistently referred to himself as utterly insignificant and unimportant as a person. He referred again consistently to himself as the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, was not chosen by God as a result of some special merit on his part, but in the pure mercy of the Lord. And it so pleased the Lord that he chose Swedenborg. Based on the level of interest in a servant, our hope is that there may also be some interest in the Master and in his teachings concerning the spiritual life, the new Christianity, the new church, the new spiritual era for the mankind. Thus, our aim is to promote the interest in the theological works of Emanuel Swedenborg as they relate to a person's spiritual life. It is good and useful to read what we call the Latin word, and his name has some significance because, as we know, the inscription on the cross was in three languages. And if we call the Old Testament the Hebrew word and the New Testament the Greek word, then somehow it almost appears natural to call the Swedenborg's theological writings the Latin word. And it is certainly good and useful to read the books of the Latin word, as well as it is to reflect and meditate upon it. And as you read, you will see for yourself, each person, for himself or herself, whether these theological works are the word of God or not. And this question has been resolved in the minds of some, even during Swedenborg's own life. And later there were people who fairly early discovered that these books are the word of God. There were some priests in the new church, maybe 100 or so years ago, who were quite convinced that this is nothing but the word of God. And also, as you know, from the recent history, let's say 20th century church history, there were some, both in this country and in Sweden, as well as in the United States, who firmly believed and risked everything to make it known that this is the word of God. You may not believe that it is the word of God, and then don't be afraid, nothing bad will happen to you. If you, on the other hand, say that these Swedenborg's theological writings are the word, as many say today, especially in places like Brinathin, then sooner or later you will face a question. And the question will be, can you take the understanding of those writings for granted. That is the question that was asked at the very beginning of the Lord's New Church. Our aim is to help you, or anyone else for that matter, with such questions. And if you have any, I suggest that you contact those who may have answers. I'm privileged to refer you to Mr. Janssens, Mr. Perezonius, our people in The Hague, or any other minister of the Lord's New Church. I believe it will be fairly easy to locate them by simply asking questions or using internet. Perhaps we will be able to help. The topic of my speech, originally assigned to me by the organizer, was the church in men, the church in one person. Since I'm already running out of time, please allow me to say just this. We are told in the Arcana Celestia that where the Lord is, there is the church. Ubi Dominus, ibi Ecclesia is the quotation from the Swedenborg's theological writings that we use as a motto on the newsletter, on the heading of the newsletter that we publish. Every person in whom the Lord is and who is in the Lord is a church in her smallest form. So even if the organizations perish or change or personnel changes, the fact that the church can be in every single person can certainly help overcome many an external problem. A group of such people in which the church is comprises a spiritual community. The Lord is all in all of such community. But more on this subject will be covered tomorrow due to the shortness of time. Again, in short, the genuine church is the same as the Lord's kingdom on earth. And every person in whom the church is brings some thing of that kingdom down, and every group of people among whom the Lord is, make this descent of the holy city, New Jerusalem, a reality. Some don't believe that this can ever happen, and some do. And each person will need, from his own experience and according to the state of his or her life, find an answer to that question again. We can suggest possible solutions, but we are not going to force it upon anyone or go into endless disputes with anyone. The Lord said, "Who is not against me is with me," and all who studied the writings of Emanuel Swedenborg may discover that it is not as easy to go to hell as it appears. So again, do not be anxious. It is not as dangerous as some preachers, especially from America, can make you believe. And you don't have to send any money at all. Last, it should be asked, how does a person become a church? If you have this one question and a few minutes left, it should be a short answer. And we are told that every person who looks to the Lord That means away from self, away from his own ambitions, his own desires, his own little world that is centered on himself. Every person who looks to the Lord, some call it up, some call it within, and at the same time shuns evils as sins against God, therefore imposes upon himself or herself a spiritual discipline which teaches which things must be done and which things must not be done. In every such person, there will be something of a church. Those who practice this spiritual discipline daily are given to speak the truth for the sake of truth, and they are also given to do good for the sake of good and for no other reason. And this is, if I may suggest, one way in which we may recognize them, or better to say, the Lord's presence and operation with them and through them. Those are called angel men in the Latin word, and later angels after the body is put away. All can become angels. All can lead healthy and productive spiritual lives. All have the mind, who are reasonably healthy, shall we say, the potential of which is hardly known to the modern man. But if you use this simple thing, which is in many places called the two universals of the new church, if you look away from self to the Lord, where he is present in his word, and if you try not to do things that you know are bad, evil, or forbidden, hope is that the new church will not only descend in individual persons, but it will descend on earth.